Most people know him as a famous architect. They don't realize his early years and perhaps the inspiration for his own home grew from his life on the farm. We go to that farm where he may have been inspired by a lack of farm work on this edition of The American Countryside. Frank Lloyd Wright was born in 1867. When he was 11, his mother, who had a large family in southwestern Wisconsin, sent young Frank to work in the fields and gain experience on the farm.
Frank Lloyd Wright came out to these fields between the ages of 11 and 18. He spoke about it and wrote about it a lot later, about how important this area of southwestern Wisconsin was to him. And I think it had a profound effect on him as an architect.
Kieran Murphy is a historic researcher at Taliesin, the home Wright would one day build on the rolling hills of that farm. One hill was most important to him.
The top of the hill was where he used to hide from farming when he was a teenager. And he said to have built on the very top of the hill would have ruined the best part of it. So he said he wanted a place where the house and the hill would marry each other and live happily ever after.
The home, Taliesin, has a name significant to this place.
So he made his house as the brow on the hill, and Taliesin is a Welsh word that means shining brow.
He began building his home here in 1911 at the age of 44. He was already a well-known architect.
He used local stone, local limestone, which is kind of a warm yellow color. He used sand from the Wisconsin River in the plaster. And then he used angled roofs, he said, to echo the lines of the hills around here.
Wright's life had many interesting twists and turns from his early years here on the farm. More next time as we travel the countryside in Spring Green, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McCrae.